I'm Scoot on the air. I'm really glad to be back with you, and I want to thank Ian and Coleman and Diane Newman and everybody who pitched in to take care of things while I was off. Ian and I talked about this, and there are a number of people who want to know where I have been. And I would really like to just, you know, move on and not get into it. But, you know, I always like to be honest with you. And I'm not reluctant to talk about it, but I'm such a healthy person that this rarely ever happens to me. But I got sick. At first, I just thought it was the flu, a cold, I had a little fever. It turned out to be COVID. Now, the new version of COVID is so mutated that it's not like it was before. But it's still COVID. And man, I can tell you that I got hit so hard with this, I could not care about anything. I mean, I barely felt like I was existing. And then later on, it started to develop into pneumonia. And I've never had that before in my life. And, you know, those two combinations can be really, really serious. Well, the doctors who were taking care of me took great care of me, and I am in good health in general. So I was able to fight off that and never ended up in the hospital. Because there was a time when, you know, they were kind of thinking about maybe you should go to the hospital to get IV treatment. But it turned out that my body is strong and healthy. I fought it off enough, but I also want to be a living reminder that COVID is still out there. And it's not as bad as it was before, but again, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And I can tell you, it's a horrible feeling. I mean, I felt so lethargic and brain dead that I felt like I was barely existing. And I don't know if any of you have had this recently, but it's a horrible feeling, you know, low-grade fever consistently. And I couldn't do anything. I mean, I did not care about anything. I mean, it would have been, okay, I'm sick, let me catch up on reading. I couldn't do anything. I was just like rendered incapable of doing anything whatsoever. But I am back. I feel good. Obviously, I've got to work on my stamina a little bit and get back at the gym. So I'm not as strong as I would like to be, but it is great to be back. And again, I want to thank Ian and Coleman and Diane Newman and everybody who was involved in, you know, rearranging things and taking care of things, because for a while it was on a day-to-day basis. Well, can you come back tomorrow? Can you be back tomorrow? So I think I can be back tomorrow. And Diane is really great about, telling us if we're not well, stay home and take care of yourself. And she constantly told me in text messages and on the phone, your job right now is to take care of yourself. Your job is to rest, because rest in liquids, that's the only way that it goes away, you know, with a little bit of time. So I do feel great. It's interesting that I did not get the last COVID vaccine that was available. I had gotten all of the COVID vaccines. And last year, for the first time in many, many, many years, I didn't get the flu shot. And I didn't get the flu. And I really thought that I was protected with the flu shot. And that's why I never got the flu. Or I didn't get the flu. Maybe it was 2 years ago I didn't get the flu shot. And then last year, I didn't get it, and I didn't get the flu. And this year, I didn't get the flu shot. And I felt pretty good going through it all. But sometimes I'm in situations where I'm around a crowd, and I don't know how or where I picked it up, but I picked it up, and I got it. And I want to tell you, it is awful. So, you know, I know the mask is not 100%, but if you feel like wearing a mask, wear a mask. And if you feel like staying away from big crowds, then stay away from big crowds, especially in close indoor situations. But, you know, I'm living proof that you can be a really healthy person and still get it. So anyway, I wanted to be honest about that situation.